北东时间5月24日星期一，北京时间5月25日星期二，您正在收看的是美国观察，我是文浩，我们在美国首都华盛顿现场直播。首先看到新冠病毒的起源调查，华尔街日报披露了美国情报部门报告中一些有关新冠疫情在中国爆发前的细节，再次把怀疑目标指向了这场蔓延全球的大流疫最早的爆发之地中国武汉的一家病毒研究所。华尔街日报5月23日报道说，在中国发现第一例新冠病毒感染病例之前，武汉病毒研究所有三名研究人员因身体不适到医院看病。报告没有说明这三人具体患了什么病，但时间是2019年11月，比中国公布的第一例新冠病毒患者早了几周。美国情报部门的报告还交代了他们去医院看病的细节。世界卫生组织的决策机构世卫大会周一举行，华尔街日报报道中的新发现可能对有助于加强对实验室泄露的可能性继续进行独立调查的呼声。对于美国媒体报道说武汉病毒研究所在2019年11月有三名人员住院的消息，拜登政府表示，世界卫生组织发布的第一阶段调查报告缺乏透明度，白宫持续要求国际专家团在中国进行全面的新冠病毒起源调查。详细情况我们请美国之音驻白宫记者黄耀毅来介绍。耀毅，
所以在5月23号华尔街日报报道说，三名这个中国武汉病毒研究所人员因为身体不适而就医，那么之后呢就引发了更多来这个调查新冠病毒起源的呼声。那么在这个5月24号星期一的白宫新闻简报会上呢，白宫发言人沙奇也对这个报道做出了回应，我们看一下沙奇今天怎么说。
In terms of the report, which was specifically about individuals being hospitalized, we have no means of confirming that or denying that. I mean, it's not a report from the United States. What I was conveying in response to Peter's question is that it doesn't mean we can draw a conclusion. We don't have enough information to draw a conclusion about the origins. There is a need to look into a range of options. We need data. We need an independent investigation. And that's exactly what we've been calling for.
而沙奇呢批评了中国的不透明，并且说呢，拜登政府认为在三月底的时候，这个世界卫生组织所发布的第一阶段的调查报告当中呢，看到说这个专家团在中国并没有办法完整的取得资讯跟数据，而且呢是没有办法说不受阻碍的情况之下来进行，所以呢美国现在是要持续的施压，要来组成另外一个这个独立的调查团呢，国际调查团到中国去进行全面的调查的这个新的调查，并且呢要求说中国政府也不可以对此有所干涉。我们看一下白宫发言人沙奇是怎么说的。
An international investigation led by the World Health Organization is something that we've actually been pressing for several months. In coordination with a range of partners around the world, we need that data, we need that information from the Chinese government. What we can't do, and what I would caution anyone doing, is leaping ahead of an actual international process. We don't have enough data and information to jump to a conclusion at this point in time. Family members of the loved ones whose lives have been lost and deserveaccurate information data, not the jumping to a conclusion without having the information necessary to conclude what the origins are.
沙奇说呢，拜登政府已经多次的要求这个世界卫生组织呢要来率领第二阶段不受到中国阻碍的调查。他并且说呢，所有的人都有权利来知道新冠病毒的起源，而借此呢也可以来避免未来相同疫情的再度爆发。文浩，
好的，感谢耀毅的报道。世界卫生组织周一呼吁其成员国大力推动新冠疫苗接种工作，争取在今年9月之前每个国家接种的人口占10%以上。世卫组织总干事谭德赛在日内瓦世卫大会上宣布了这个计划，并呼吁各成员国支持大规模接种疫苗的行动。在9月前，每个国家至少要有1/10的人口接种疫苗，下一个目标是12月的时候，接种疫苗的人口将达到各国总人口的30%。谭德赛强调，这对终结疫情至关重要。他认为目前的疫苗危机是一种严重的不平等现象，正在导致大流疫长期化。白俄罗斯当局强迫一架民航机改道，以逮捕机上一名记者。美国国务卿布林肯称此举令人震惊，并表示美国正在与欧盟等方面密切协调应对措施。爱尔兰的瑞安航空公司一架从希腊首都雅典飞往立陶宛首都维尔纽斯的班机 23日按正常航线通过白俄罗斯上空时，被白俄罗斯当局命令改道，飞往明斯克市机场。期间，白俄罗斯使用了军用飞机，确保这架客机遵从指令。飞机降落后，白俄罗斯当局立即逮捕了机上一名乘客，反对派活动人士和记者拉曼·普拉塔维塞奇。瑞安航空在电邮给自由欧洲电台的一份声明中说，其机组人员在空中曾接到白俄罗斯关于机上存在潜在安全威胁的通知，并奉命转往最近的明斯克机场。瑞安航空的声明说，飞机在明斯克地面停留大约5小时后，没有发现任何异常情况，当局批准飞机与乘客和机组人员一起起飞。布林肯在星期天的声明中说，卢卡申科当局采取的这项令人震惊的举动，威胁到包括美国公民在内的机上120多名乘客的生命安全，并要求国际社会对有关白俄罗斯期间使用军机的报道展开全面调查。欧盟领导人强烈谴责了此次事件，欧盟理事会主席米歇尔称此为国际丑闻。星期天，在明尼苏达州的明尼阿波利斯市，上千名民众走上街头，纪念黑人男子乔治·弗洛伊德一年前死于警察暴力执法。去年5月25日，当地的白人警察肖文在拘捕弗洛伊德的过程中，用膝盖跪压弗洛伊德颈部超过9分钟，导致弗洛伊德死亡。此事在美国各地引发了大规模的抗议示威活动。在星期天的纪念集会上，民权活动人士和与会民众呼吁美国国会尽快通过立法，对警察执法做出改革。来看报道。
Something changed here in Minneapolis, May 25th, 2020, that galvanized people all across America.But not only did it galvanize people all across America, it galvanized people all across the world to say that we're better than this.This act into being. They're going on adjournment. They've been on an adjournment on justice for too long. It's time for them to vote and make this law.George, we also have gotten justice for families that nobody has seen behind us, behind the curtains.
韩国总统文在寅上星期访问美国，引起关注的议题之一就是美韩两国在芯片制造方面的竞争与合作。两国都计划在这一领域投资巨额，提升各自在芯片制造方面的实力。业内人士估计，半导体芯片产业正在进入一个需求旺盛的超级周期。与此同时，新冠疫情凸显了芯片产业链的战略安全意义。我们连线美国之音记者许宁，来详细谈一谈这方面的情况。许宁，你好。
你好，你好。
那么首先，我们知道美国与韩国在此之前是就各自提出了投资方案，希望通过政府的直接投资和对私营企业的优惠措施，提高各自在半导体芯片制造领域的能力。那么首先是想请你介绍一下美国和韩国的投资计划是什么样的。
是，现在大家知道汽车制造业面临着芯片供应短缺的问题，但是我们知道一般的汽车的芯片并不是高端产品。所以这一次韩国总统文在寅和美国总统拜登在白宫举行峰会之后呢，他们就宣布说两国共同他们都同意共同努力增加在汽车使用的这种传统芯片的供应，同时也支持在高端芯片制造业的这方面的发展，而且会通过相互投资和研发合作呢增加这方面的产能。 韩国总统府在韩国总统文在寅访美的期间也表示说，韩国要求美国提供减税和支持水电供应等这些激励措施，支持包括三星电子在内的韩国企业的在美国的投资。在这次的峰会举行之前，我们知道美韩两国政府已经通过政府直接投资和自营企业的优惠措施这样的一些投资计划，希望提高在半导体芯片制造领域的实力。韩国政府在今年5月13日宣布了一项高达4500亿美元的这样的一个芯片制造 的一个激励计划，要打造一个全球最大的芯片制造产业中心。不只是韩国和美国，欧盟也在考虑建立一个半导体联盟，而且希望他们能够引进像台积电、三星还有英特尔这样的公司到欧洲去建厂，提高欧洲产品在全世界的市场上的占有率。我们知道中国在受到美国的美国的芯片产品和技术出口制裁之后，谋求中国芯片的国产自主，中国国家集成电路产业投资基金呢，汇集各方面的投资计划，投入高达10000亿美元，10000亿人民币这样的一个投资规模。而在美国方面呢，美国也有很多的一些投资的措施，但是目前主要是面临着一个国会拨款的问题。我之前采访了卡托研究所的高级研究员西林科姆，他说目前世界上面临的芯片投资热潮主要是芯片产业本身的经济周期的一个高峰，和政府提高芯片产业战略意义两者相遇的这样一个后果，这样的一个结果。我们来听听他怎么说。
It also, semiconductor manufacturers realized that there was going to be, even after the pandemic is over, there's going to be more demand for chips. So this has caused everybody to want to invest more in semiconductor production. And then, of course, the United States is back on kind of the China side of things, and going back to that first point I mentioned, the United States wants to reshore some semiconductor production out of concern for China and just basic kind of national champion industrial policy stuff. And so that's where we are. You have essentially private companies and governments all deciding at the same time that not only does the world need more global chip production, but they want that these governments want that chip production to be located in within their national borders. So it's just a flood of money going at this.
在有关美国对芯片制造的这个拨款支持方面呢，我们知道2021年的国防授权法里包括了美国芯片法的一些条款。根据这个法案呢，美国会授权一系列的半导体研发计划，但是这个法案并没有包括资金来源的这个如何确定。所以目前外界关注的是两项计划，一个是拜登总统提出的基础设施投资计划，和国会参议院提出的一项支持科技产业的一个法案。两项计划都出资额都超过了500亿美元，但是两项计划会不会都通过，前景还不是很明朗。拜登总统的2万亿美元的基础投资计划目前已经降低到了1.7万亿美元，而半导体项目这五百亿拨款能不能落实还是一个未知数。那之前国会方面参议院得到跨党派支持的无尽边疆法，在上星期也增加了一个修正案呢，为美国半导体产业提供520亿美元的联邦政府资助。这项法案本来计划要在近期表决，但目前看来，这个表决日程可能要拖到6月份。与此同时呢，美国的半导体企业还在争取更优惠的税收减免措施，希望争取高达40%的税收减免幅度。这个幅度跟韩国半导体产业的扶助计划是类似的，所以我们知道现在世界各国都在想方设法，通过各种各样的激励措施来增加各自在半导体产业，尤其是制造方面的这样的一个领先地位。文浩。
那么我好奇的是，美国的投资是会如何改变这个芯片制造的世界格局呢？因为我们知道台积电一直是处于芯片制造的领先地位，那么这样的一种地位会不会受到挑战呢？
是，我们首先来看一下，有一个市场研究中心叫做 Counterpoint， 它有对它对先进的芯片制造行业有一个分析的预计。这个预计呢说，全球先进晶圆产能55%，其中在台湾韩国是20%，美国是第三。但是这份报告预计在3-5年之后呢，这样的局面可能会得到一个改变。如果这个报告说，如果美国芯片法如果能得到落实，这些国家的拨款能实现的话，先进的芯片生产能力，美国的先进的芯片生产能力会超过韩国，扩大到全球总量的21%，而且到2027年可能会提高到全球产能的24%，到时候台湾的产能会降低到40%，台湾跟韩国的总产能可能会占全球的57%这样的一个规模，但是中国大陆的芯片产值可能会只有全世界的6%这样的一个规模。那在半导体的研发方面，我们知道美国一历来是一个强国，在设计能力上有本土的生态优势，影响半导体产业的供应层面。美国在研发方面呢，也是仍然领先的。世界上最大的无晶圆芯片公司仍然是由美国公司主导，例如像高通、博通、赛灵思和超威这样的公司。在工具和软件方面，美国的电子设计自动化环境这里容纳了很多的芯片设计能力，例如新思科技和易华公司这样的公司在美国也是主导像半导体设计方面的局面。主持人，
而芯片制造属于一个非常复杂的局面，感谢徐宁的介绍。来看到美国的国内，来自香港移民家庭的欧小鱼从小就关注亚裔美国人受到的不公待遇，那么如今已经成为了佐治亚州立法会第一位亚裔参议员的他，为越来越多的亚裔开始在种族议题上发声感到兴奋。他所居住的亚特兰大市郊区也正在经历亚裔人口的迅速增长。同时担当着议员、医生和母亲三个角色的欧小鱼认为，能尽可能的广泛运用自己的能力是他的职责。来看我在亚特兰大市对他做的专访。欧小鱼是佐治亚州参议院的第一位亚裔成员，而他所工作的地点正是今年3月发生按摩店枪击案的亚特兰大市。在与美国之音的专访中，欧小鱼表示，多年来针对亚裔的种族歧视正是酿成这场悲剧的原因。
So anyway, so I found out about the shootings that evening, and it's, you know, it's very shocking, obviously. But I have to say that a lot of us were not surprised.
Not surprised?
Not surprised, because of exactly the issue that we talked about, that these were problems that had been escalating over the past year. And even within the last year, those still not a new problem. This is just a new chapter.In an old story, because many of us who are Asian and live in America are aware that there has been, for decades, centuries even, this sort of under-the-radar, low-grade type of racism and discrimination towards Asian Americans.
13年前，为了工作机会，她和丈夫搬到了南方的佐治亚州。她一开始很担心自己的孩子在这里会找不到同伴。
Right, in New York, I grew up in Manhattan, is a very diverse city to live in.Where I went to school, in high school, I think at that time it was more than 20% Asian American at my school. So I was very accustomed to having very easy access to AAPI colleagues. I lived in a city with a Chinatown, so I felt very connected to my background. And I was worried when I moved to Georgia that I wouldn't have that. And more importantly, I was worried that my kids wouldn't have that. Because I've certainly had experiences in my life, mostly when I was younger and I went to a different school, of being the only Asian kid in the class.
欧小鱼回忆说，在上学时，她曾深深体会过被异样眼光看待的感觉。
The food, they would make fun of my name. These very things that, that I think sometimes we try to write off as, oh, it's benign. They're just having fun. Or you even try to be like, it is weird, you know, but...I think when it starts so early and you've never not known that, it's hard to even see it for what it is until you get a little bit older. You know, people making fun of what our language sounds like if they heard me talking to my parents. All sorts of things. Making fun of your features, that's a real classic one. Right? Even as a kid, then it's just like, oh, I guess this is what kids do. I guess this is normal, but I didn't see them doing it to other people. You realize it when you're older. The insidiousness of that type of, you know, indoctrinated racism.
在搬到亚特兰大郊区后不久，他惊喜地发现，这里已经有一个正在茁壮成长的亚裔社区。
So when I moved to Georgia, I was worried that there maybe wouldn't be that many Asian people, or they would feel singled out or alone in their experience. What I have found, however, is that Georgia is actually, in many ways, even more diverse than where I grew up in Manhattan. And that sounds unbelievable to say that, because we always think of New York as so diverse. But just to give you an example, we moved to our current neighborhood almost 7 years ago. And as I noted to you before, our area, which is Johns Creek, Duluth, the suburbs just northeast of Atlanta, our population is 24 to 25% AAPI, right? So my kids definitely do not feel like the only Asian kids there. They feel very connected with their Asian culture.
欧小鱼的父母是来自香港的移民。他说小时候父母不会公开地讨论种族问题，而是更多地把注意力放在勤奋工作上。
I don't want to overgeneralize, but a lot of times in Asian families and immigrant families, there is this focus on wanting to not make waves and to, not to say assimilate, but to focus on working hard and not creating too much trouble. So while we would talk about it in our homes, we didn't necessarily go out and talk about it in public because we didn't want to, you know, stir up feelings. We just wanted to sort of do what we came here to do, work hard, do well in school, that kind of thing.
在去年的大选中，欧小鱼成为了佐治亚州的第一位亚裔参议员。他说，这体现了当地的亚裔社区渴望被代表。
When a community elects the first Asian American woman to serve in the Georgia State Senate, the reason is because I'm not that special. I'm not like some magic person, but it's because the community is hungry for representation that represents who they are, right, and has their background and understands their issues. So if it wasn't me, it really could have been someone else, and that's the point is that someone with my background from my community is at that table and able to have these conversations in a way that's different than if I didn't grow up in an immigrant household or wasn't Chinese American, right? Like, I bring that perspective. And that's why they elected me.
除了在州立法会工作，欧小鱼也是亚特兰大一家医院的麻醉医师。他说，能够在多个领域做出贡献是他的责任。While
we're in session, I actually am not. I took a leave from the hospital because it's actually going to be impossible for me to be on call and do all those things and be here because I can't be in two places at the same time. But the second session finishes, I'll go back to the hospital and do that. And I miss it. I'm glad I get to go back because I do miss taking care of patients. But it's nice to have a skill set that you can apply in a lot of different ways because I don't want to just be a doctor taking care of patients at the hospital. And I don't say that derisively because there are many people who do that way better than me, and that's the perfect thing for them. But I do feel a responsibility to use the skills I have as broadly as I can. So I think this is a good way to use it that not everyone can do or frankly wants to do. So I think if you are able to do it and you don't mind doing it, then it's almost like your responsibility to apply all the education you have and the time you have to something useful that people need.
对于佐治亚州当地亚裔社区的未来，他感到非常的乐观。
I think the Asian population is growing, the voter share is growing, and frankly, we have more Asian American legislators serving at the state legislature than we ever have before, and I only expect that to grow also. So we're going to grow it from all sides and make sure that our voices are heard from now on.
移民的故事多种多样，非法进入美国是中美洲和南美洲的大生意。对于许多为了逃离他们祖国的暴力和贫穷的人来说，为了跨越美国边境，他们被迫将自己的钱财和生命置于危险之中。来看美国之音记者门多萨的报道。
mi proprietà.
39岁的危地马拉人罗纳德·加利西亚 停留在亚利桑那州图森的卡萨阿利塔斯收容所时 叙述了他的经历。
Pero como si las personas que nos levantaron en la troca me dieron, no me causó confianza.
美国边境巡逻队说 这种非法活动是数十亿美元的人口走私生意的一部分。
Que hay muchos peligros asociados con el cruce ilegal. Obvio, a través de los años lo que hemos visto es que ya sea toman ventaja de las personas, los dejan abandonados, los roban, desafortunadamente violan a jovencitas, a menores, y hay veces que suceden hasta cosas más horribles.
Cantidad de dinero. Y si no lo dan la fecha o el tiempo que yo di, lo matan. Y lo matan a pausa, que ya le quitan una mano, le quitan la lengua, le quitan una oreja.
民主党籍国会众议员亨利·库埃拉的选区从圣安东尼奥延伸到德克萨斯州南部的边境小镇麦卡伦。
¿Dónde mandamos a esas personas? Y sabemos que esos grupos criminales, muy francamente, hacen dinero pasando drogas, hacen dinero pasando personas.
美国海关与边境保护局报告说, 在2021财政年度, 美国边境巡逻队逮捕了5000多名试图非法越境的人, 他们要不有犯罪记录, 要不正在被执法单位通缉。 主管单位说, 他们集中精力对付那些利用机会 在财务和身体上占移民便宜的人。
Pero trabajando así que sabemos la inteligencia y información que tienen los otros países y asegurando que enfocamos realmente en los criminales que a veces están.
拜登总统说，他的政府已向国会递送了一项全面的移民策略，但在短期内将继续劝阻人们不要试图非法越境进入美国。美国之音记者门多萨，德克萨斯州埃尔帕索报道。
苹果日报在香港民主运动中刊登批评警方、批评香港政府和北京政府的报道。港版国安法实施后，苹果日报的创办人黎智英被逮捕起诉，这家敢言的媒体的前途受到外界关注。
照正常咁去工作咯，同啲同事講，你哋照正常去策劃你哋嗰啲新聞報導咯。你。 問呢個問題可能要假設我哋係咪會受到取締啊？政府會搞我哋諸如此類嘢啦。但係呢啲問題咧，我都同事同事反覆討論過嘅。即係呢啲咁嘅政治嘅因素，或者係一啲咁嘅所謂人話叫放風啦，又政治嘅風向咧。我哋坐喺呢個 post 咧，我好難take into account 去諗呢樣嘢。 喺員工大會度咪話咯，有同事問去到邊一日係阿張生被拉啊，係阿羅生你被拉啊，先至所謂蘋果會所謂close 咗佢咧？如果我被拉，大家應該做咩咧？做新聞咯，咁都係做新聞啦，係咪先？呢個大新聞嚟㗎嘛，呢啲。
感谢收看《美国观察》，我们下次节目再见。